This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We're live in effect, 1040 O Street, the Mecca Sports Radio on this Wednesday, early signing day. Once again, the Ticket's coverage of early signing day is brought to you by Members Own Credit Union. Learn about their certificate special of a 9-month term, 4.1 APY at membersowncu.org. Stop by their location in Lincoln, 33rd and A, or in Beatrice. Old School itself is brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Grease and Butcher Shop. Four locations, three in Lincoln, one in Omaha. Great service, great atmosphere. Once again, also, we appreciate Dr. Finn and AMI for support not only of Old School, but then also Inside the Huddle, but then more importantly, stopping by and blessing people with the knowledge and providing some options for them in this day and time of ever-changing of health. And, you know, helping you with everything from, you know, sports injuries, breast cancer awareness, and obviously dementia and Alzheimer's. But, DP, we got about 9 minutes so we get back on schedule. Early signing day. Nebraska finished the rankings here by this paper in 2025 by On3, probably provided by Steve Sipple. But 21st ranked class. 6th in the Big Ten, which is improvement. Both have been improvements from last year. What are your thoughts over the overall class the Huskers brought in?
So I always fall in line with this question when it comes to how many players are on this list that are going to help you beat Oregon?
Yeah, I mean it's. Well, is beat Oregon this year, next year, or
ever?
Yeah,
ever. Ultimately, everything that needs to exist within Nebraska's program should, or probably should, already exist there. If the system works, you get the right coordinators, you got the right facilities, you got all the things, and now it's just whistles. Last year's recruiting class added a win. Through all the conversation, they added one win to the previous year.
Right.
And I ask, Austin, do you think that this year's group is better than last year's group?
I think it fills needs in the same way last year's class did. I don't think there's a headliner like the Dylan Raiola level. But it wouldn't shock me if there's a couple Jacory Barneys, but make it defense this year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to rank it towards last year, because when you flip the number one quarterback, it's always, unless you do that every year, it's going to be a letdown.
Cause the wow factor,
I would probably say obviously Cortez Mills, obviously with his whole signing day thing where he had an Oklahoma shirt and then he put on a Nebraska hat. But then also, it's a lot of these guys have been committed for, when I'm looking at this, been committed for a very long time. I think the big commit was probably Dawson Merritt, mainly because of where he was previously committed to and who he was previously committed to. And the reason why that's important is he was originally, this is my opinion, obviously his dad coaches for the Chiefs. Obviously he knows football. He is the thing is, he might be a 4-star, but he has a 5-star mindset because he's been in places that 99% of the guys that are getting recruited haven't been able to. That's why Dylan was such a big get. But when you're a previous commit to Alabama and Nick Saban and his staff are the ones that identified you, recruited you, and you committed to, it's different, because that's the sign of the sign, sealed, and delivered of Nick Saban and the staff and what he views as a good linebacker and where he can play in the SEC eventually, whether it was right away if he was still coaching or have coaches on defense, or within a year or two. Because if you listen to Nick Saban talk about recruiting, even though it could be a 5-year deal, take injuries out of it, or if you're a special developmental project, they're definitely looking at you through year 1 through 3. So that's why I'd probably say those two, they're the highest ranked, but then also just because of the ability to stay after recruiting him when initially he committed to Bama. Obviously, it was a close second when Nebraska came in. Then obviously Nebraska, based on whatever the factors were able to get him to not only,
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flip his commit, but then obviously do the physical part, which is obviously signing his letter of intent.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing as the transfer portal to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the high school version.
Again, you're talking about the least experienced players making decisions about what their long-term well-being should be and where it should be. And so ultimately, we know that there's another year of maturity that needs to happen. A texter said, Nebraska was 5 or 6 plays from being 11-1. No, they weren't. Especially if you're talking about adding new, true freshmen.
These guys.
Right.
Yeah.
That, because the plays that that freshmen can make, there are also a bunch of plays the freshmen can't make.
Yeah. I mean, it's a transition period for anybody. I always talk about this, if I would have went to Michigan, which is funny, I was going to transfer to Michigan. I hate Michigan. I hate players from Michigan. But just because I was somewhat successful here, is not a guarantee that I would have the same instant success there. There would have been a transition period for me, and some transition period, like Randy Moss going from starting out Florida State, or actually Notre Dame, Florida State, Marshall. Like, it don't matter where he goes, he gonna do his thing. nobody's that, and so. There's always a transition period, and they're transitioning from high school to college. Now, what's really good in their case, they're able to come and practice right now. So their transition period, which essentially I'm talking about on the field on Saturdays, is significantly, or could be significantly, shorter and easier based on, since we've made a bowl game, they can participate in practice, obviously can't play. That's essentially, you get a free spring ball, you get the regular spring ball, and then you get fall camp. And so you're 5-6 steps ahead of Jay Foreman or even like when Grant came in. Because like when I was recruited, Grant Wishman was in our recruiting class. him and Octavius, I think, were the only two true freshmen that played. You know, we didn't get here until the day before, or 3 or 4 days before, you know, fall camp. Whereas these guys can, you know, they can come practice. So there's some guys that could probably help you. There's guys going to be able to come in that aren't even on the thought or on the radar right now because based on the opportunity. Ultimately, like DP says, I think that the present day roster, along with the transfer portal guys, are going to win. You know, they're going to be 85%. And that's why when the freshmen do something, that 15% is magnified to 100% because, like, whoa.
And let's not forget, this is a coaching staff in transition.
Right.
So there is some restart factor in play. There's some retraining in play. There's some reinstall in play. There's some re-communication. There's some re-relationships that have to be built, right? Because
yeah, I mean, it's
like we just talked about it with Dana. Now you're expanding it, and now it's across the board. And yeah, we still have to remember that some of the folks who were making these commitments committed to a previous coach,
right,
who's not going to be here. So hey, there's a dude that's coming that might not know you like that.
And yeah, you're talking about his
D coordinator.
Like, if he's front,
if Jay Foreman became the linebacker coach, Jay could come up with 10 dudes that he would like to coach and is familiar with compared to the people that may have committed to somebody else from somebody else or that already exist.
Yeah. And so, see, that is the one piece, the one part that isn't professional sports. There isn't pro football yet, or it won't ever be, because if this happened in the pros, you could wipe out a whole linebacker room, free agency, you know, legitimately, like, cut everybody on Monday. You got your boys coming. You've seen that's what Belichick's guys do. They go and they bring Patriots and all that.
Dom cleaned out a whole room.
Do that in college right now because you don't have instant transfer board. So this is where – right now, coaches, this is just my opinion. As coaches right now, you can't take jobs, and I always talk about guys that only can run their systems. That's where Chip Kelly ran into trouble against Michigan. His system was always, I'm going to run up the middle, set up everything. Well, you ran into two first-round picks. How did that work out for you? Not too good. So if you're a coach, when you get on the plane, I guess to take a job, doesn't matter where it's at, it could be Penn State, Nebraska, Oregon, Washington, or Washington State. It doesn't matter. You have how you got hired. But when you get there, and this is what made Tony White so effective, he took his base from Syracuse his original, and was able to marry it to this roster. That's how you're able to essentially have a quick turnaround. So, anyways, we're going to continue along this conversation because, unlike any other time, maybe in Nebraska, the signing period, which is transition always, right? Because it's new guys coming in. But then married with, I guess, soft transition on offense. And obviously, whoever's going to be on defense is going to be a little bit more. We'll get into it after a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, we'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.